Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Beyond the Team by Kaylee Ryan. Narrated by Grace Grant and Stephen Dexter. Chapter 1. Peyton. I didn't think I'd be here. After planning, organizing, and begging, I still didn't think my parents would go for it. Yes, I'm legally an adult, but I'm also the baby of three girls, and even though my older sisters weren't wild and crazy, my dad is still overprotective. Lucky for me, my middle sister, Parker, was coming to Florida to surprise her major league boyfriend, Holden, and she helped me convince our parents, well, just dad, really, to let me come with her. The time just happened to coincide with my spring break. Luck is finally on my side. My sister is off doing her thing, and I'm sitting here on the beach doing mine. In case you're wondering, my thing is absolutely nothing, unless you want to count soaking up the Florida sun with my best friend Karina. This is only the second day of our 5-day trip, and after the drama with Holden and Parker yesterday, it's good to relax and know that they're good. I talked to her last night and again this morning, and everything is all right with them. I stayed in Karina's room to give them some privacy. We have a 2-bedroom suite, but nobody wants to hear them making out, especially me. I love the beach, Karina says from her spot next to me. Me too, but I also love the mountains, I tell her. We both live in Tennessee, and while it's nice to escape to the ocean from time to time, the mountains will always be home to me. Too bad we can't have the best of both worlds, Karina muses. Yeah, but then we wouldn't have weeks like this. A visit to the beach to soak up the sun is definitely something to look forward to. Fair point, she laughs. Hey, did you decide if you're going to go through with parasailing? I ask. Are you going to do it with me? Nope. Come on, Peyton, live a little. I'm not going to fly over shark-infested waters with nothing but a kite and some string holding me in the air. Chicken. I'll own that, I tell her. My feet are perfectly fine being buried in the sand. My best friend is laughing her ass off, but that's okay with me. She's the crazy one who wants to feed herself to the sharks. She can laugh all she wants. Are you even going to get into the water while we're here? I swam in the pool yesterday. I mean, the ocean. She points at the waves that are crashing on the shore. We were in the water before we sat down. No, our feet caught the waves on the shoreline. I mean, really go in, waist deep if not farther, and swim. I don't swim with fish, I remind her. Before she can reply, a heads up is called out, and the next thing I know, a frisbee is landing at my feet. I go to reach for it to give it back to the owner, but a shadow falls over me. I look up, up, and up to see the most gorgeous man I've ever laid eyes on. He has shaggy brown hair and a smile that rivals the Florida sun. Sorry about that, he says, reaching for the frisbee. No problem, I stutter. Thankfully, we're outside in the sun, and he can't tell that the pink hue to my cheeks is from embarrassment and not the weather. I'm Griffin, he says, offering me his hand that's not holding the frisbee. Peyton, I say, sliding my hand into his larger, rough, calloused one.
Yo, throw it back, a male voice calls out.
Allow me. Karina holds her hand out for the frisbee, and Griffin hands it off without question. I watch as she climbs to her feet and soars the frisbee back to the group of guys that I'm assuming are Griffin's friends. She's competitive.
So are we.
He grins, and the dimple in his cheek winks at me.
You wanna go for a swim?
Thank you, but I'm okay here. You can go back to your game. I smile at him to let him know I'm not being a bitch. At least, I hope I don't come off that way.
Nah, looks like I've been replaced.
He nods to where Karina has now joined his friends. He moves to stretch out on the corner of the blanket I'm lying on. He's on his side, facing me, his head propped up on his elbow.
So, Peyton, tell me about you.
There's not much to know, really. He reaches out and tucks a stray hair that the wind has loosened from my ponytail behind my ear.
I doubt that. Come on, give me something.
A swarm of butterflies releases in my belly when he turns that smile on me.
Fine,
but you have to do the same.
Deal.
I'm here on spring break. I stop there and give him a pointed look.
Come on now, you have to give me more than that.
This is a group effort, I tease.
I live here, but we're on spring break as well.
He waits for me to offer more, but I'm tight-lipped. It's his turn to start.
I'm local to this area. I'm just a Florida resident coming to hang out at the beach for spring break.
Nice. Karina and I both live in Tennessee. Nashville, I add.
How long are you here? He asks.
Just 5 days. We're on day number 2. I hold up 2 fingers and curse myself for being so awkward. I can't seem to help it. He's drop-dead gorgeous, and that smile keeps me from thinking straight. He nods.
Well, it's a good thing our frisbee crashed into you. There is no one better than a local to show you the sights. And by local, I mean me.
He points at his chest,
just in case you were wondering.
So let me get this straight. You want to spend your spring break showing me your hometown? That doesn't sound like the full college experience to me.
Who says I'm in college?
You're on spring break. He laughs.
Fine, you've got me there. But to answer your question, hell yes I do.
I don't want to abandon Karina. It's a lame excuse, but I have to at least attempt to ward off his advances, right? I can't seem too eager.
She can come too. Besides, he glances over his shoulder. It looks like she's already getting along with my friends.
I look down at my bikini-clad body and then back at Griffin. He, too, is looking at my bikini-clad body. My body heats, and I move my legs to ward off the desire that just a single look from him causes. I'm going to need to change, I tell him. His eyes pop to mine.
Or not.
He grins. Let me talk to Karina. I move to stand, and he hops to his feet with cat-like reflexes and throws his arm over my shoulders.
Hey, fellas,
he calls out as we make our way across the sand to our friends.
How about some sightseeing with these lovely ladies?
He points at me with the hand that's not holding me to him, and then at Karina.
I'm in, Karina announces. Her wide eyes find mine.
I know that look. She's surprised I'm standing here with Griffin's arm around my shoulders. I step out from his hold, and he lets me. I immediately miss his heat, but I stay where I am. I'm usually very reserved around guys because I never know if they're hitting on me because of my family or for me. I mean, come on. My dad was a major leaguer, my brother-in-law is a major leaguer, and my other sister is also dating a major leaguer. My family is pretty well known, which makes it hard for me to date.
See?
Griffin leans down and whispers in my ear. Goosebumps break out across my skin from his hot breath against my face. Unable to resist, I turn to look at him over my shoulder. You sure you want to waste a day with 2 country girls? I tease, trying to lighten the moment, and not let on that my belly is flip-flopping at his nearness.
Positive. Where are we headed first?
One of the guys asks. Lunch, Karina answers. I'm starving.
Seafood?
Griffin asks. I shrug. Not much of a seafood girl, I confess.
That's because they don't do seafood in Tennessee like they do in Florida. He winks. Besides, if you hate it, you can always order chicken.
The laughter behind his eyes makes him even that more attractive.
He seems like a good time, and I can't help but want to get to know him better.
I'm trusting you, I point my index finger at him. He grabs my hand and brings it to his lips.
I've got you, Peyton, he says, placing a kiss on the palm of my hand.
Smooth talker, he shrugs.
I prefer charming.
Oh, you're charming, all right, I laugh.
He once again places his arm over my shoulders, and this time I don't move away. I have a feeling he'd just keep doing it. And then there's that little tiny morsel of me that really likes it.
10 minutes later, Karina and I are standing outside of a taco truck with Griffin and three of his friends.
This? I turn to look at him.
A taco truck.
Ah, he says, tapping me on the nose.
This isn't a normal taco truck. We've got fish tacos and crab tacos to choose from. You, my friend, are going to try both.
I cross my arms over my chest in defiance.
I thought you said that if I didn't like it, I could order chicken, I ask, calling him out.
He grips my shoulders and walks me to the edge of the truck.
Sure enough, sitting behind the taco truck is yet another truck. This one is called the Chicken Queen, and there's a big picture of a basket of tenders and fries on the side.
Like I said, I've got you.
He grins. I'll grab me something, I say, taking a step toward the chicken truck.
Not so fast, little lady, he teases.
I'm not little.
His calling me lady reminds me of my dad, and I don't want to think about him now. He stands to his full height, well over 6 feet.
You are to me.
He's not wrong. He's almost a head taller than I am.
I'm going to grab some food, I say, taking another step toward the chicken truck.
Griffin wraps his arms around me from behind and lifts me into the air. My breathing grows erratic from being this close to him.
Tacos first, he says, his lips next to my ear.
He carries me with ease to the window of the taco truck before placing me on my feet. I don't even know what to order, I say, trying not to pout and make myself look like a fool in front of him. I'm not the most adventurous person in the world when it comes to food.
I'll take care of you, he says, his voice husky.
I know he's talking about food, but my mind drifts to other ways he could take care of me. One would be the ache he's caused between my thighs.
Let's do this so I can order my chicken, I tell him.
I've never reacted this way to a guy before. My body never betrays me. I don't seem to have a choice when it comes to Griffin.
He throws his head back in laughter, and I turn to watch him.
I promise you that if you don't like them, I'll buy you a basket of chicken tenders.
Deal. I nod.
He steps up to the window and rattles off an order that seems to be way too much food for two people. But what do I know?
That's a lot of food for two people, I voice my thoughts.
I made sure there was enough for Karina, too.
His words have me feeling all warm and gooey inside, and it has nothing to do with the heat of the sun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My turn, one of the guys says, stepping up to the window.
Are you eating here? Karina asks.
I told this one, I point at Griffin, that I would try it. We have a deal. If I hate it, he buys me chicken from the next truck.
Don't worry, he chimes in. I'm confident. I ordered enough for all three of us.
Wow. Thanks. I've never tried it, but I'm game, Karina tells him.
See, Peyton, where is your sense of adventure? He teases.
This one is a picky eater, Karina announces. I shrug.
I'm not going to deny it.
Well, growing up, my mom always told me that I couldn't claim that I didn't like something if I'd never tried it. So today, you are going to step out of your food bubble and open your horizons.
You've got your work cut out for you, Karina laughs.
Griffin's eyes hold mine.
I think I'm up for the challenge.
I'm sure I'm way off base, but something in his gaze tells me he's talking about more than just the mountain of food he just ordered.
"You're going to love it," his friend, who's taller than him and has white blonde hair, assures me.
"Thanks." I let the words trail off.
"Right. Proper introductions."
Griffin throws his arm over my shoulders once more.
"This is Peyton, and that's Karina."
He points at where she's standing on my other side.
"This is Sam."
He gestures to the tall, white-haired guy.
"This is Daniel."
He points at the smallest of the group, who also seems to be bulkier than the others. He reminds me of a football player.
"And this is Oliver."
Griffin nods toward his last friend. This one is the same height as Griffin and the same build, but he has jet black hair.
"Nice to meet you," Karina and I say at the same time, making everyone laugh.
"Are you sisters?" Sam asks.
"No, best friends since kindergarten," Karina answers. "I have two older sisters," I say without thinking. I usually try to keep my family to myself. Karina turns to look at me and raises her eyebrows. I pretend not to notice.
"What about you?"
Oliver asks Karina.
"Only child."
"Anthony!" the server from the food truck calls out.
"That's us!"
Griffin grins.
"Go find us a picnic table. I'll be right there."
"Can you carry all of that?" I ask.
"Woman, you wound me."
He places his hand over his heart.
"I've got this. The guys can help. Go sit."
Karina links her arm through mine, and we set off to find a picnic table on this section of the beach.
"He's hot. Hell, they're all hot," she whispers.
"Right?"
"He's into you."
"Who?" I pretend not to know because it's unreal to me, the connection I feel so soon.
"Griffin, that's who."
"He's just being nice," I defend.
"Uh-huh,"
she chuckles.
"We'll see about that. We have the rest of today and 3 more days.
"He lives here. I live in Tennessee. It would never work." She pulls her phone out of her bag and taps the screen, holding it up.
"Repeat that," she says.
"What?"
"I want evidence, so when I say I told you so, I have proof."
"Stop." I push her hand away.
"What are we filming?"
Griffin asks. He sets a huge brown bag and 3 bottles of water on the table.
"Oh, I was just telling Peyton here that you two seem to be hitting it off. I want to record the moment that she denied it."
I glare at my soon-to-be former best friend.
"She's just messing with you."
"Hit record," Griffin says.
"Action."
Karina grins.
"I, Griffin Anthony, want to go on record saying that Peyton, whose last name I don't know yet, and I are most definitely hitting it off."
He winks at the camera.
"Saved to the archives," Karina says. Her voice is giddy.
"What are we waiting on? Let's eat,"
Daniel says, as he, Sam, and Oliver join us on the opposite side of the picnic table.
"All right."
Griffin begins to remove items from his brown bag.
"There is a fish and a crab taco for each of you," he says, passing them to us.
I unwrap the first one.
"Which one is this?" I ask.
He leans over, getting all up in my personal space, which I don't mind at all.
"That's the fish."
Karina is the first to take a bite.
"Wow," she says, covering her mouth with her hand.
"That's so good,"
she mumbles.
"Your turn."
Griffin leans his shoulder into mine. Lifting it to my lips, I see that all eyes are on me.
"You all can eat," I tell his friends.
"Nope. We need to witness the full experience, like we did with Karina."
Oliver points at my best friend, who is taking another big bite of her fish taco.
"Fine."
Lifting my taco, I take a small bite, and the taste explodes on my tongue.
"Good," I say after swallowing.
"Told you," Griffin boasts.
We make small talk while we eat, and before I know it, I'm opening up my crab taco. Karina goes first with all of us watching. Her eyes literally roll back in her head.
That's better than sex, she announces.
Hey now, that's a little extreme, Sam says, serious as a heart attack.
You're up, Oliver tells me.
I repeat the process, starting with a small bite. And Karina is right. This one is better than the other.
Wow, I say once I've finished. That's so good.
Griffin leans in close, his lips next to my ear.
I've got you, he says huskily.
The funny thing is, he's right. And it's not just because he didn't steer me wrong as far as lunch goes. He's got my attention, something very few before him have managed to do. I don't trust guys easily. Maybe it's because we're so far away from home and he doesn't know my family. And maybe, just maybe, it's him.
Chapter 2. Griffin. We've spent the entire day at the beach. Peyton and Karina have been with us the majority of the day, and I can't say I'm mad about it. They're both beautiful, girl-next-door types. However, Peyton, with her long brown hair, those curves, and that smile, is the one who's captured my attention. They're both the kinds of girls you take home to meet your parents. I can't help but smile when I think about bringing her home to meet my family. Mom would love her. She'd also probably pass out from shock, considering I've never brought anyone home. Oliver and I were best friends growing up, and even in high school, we never saddled ourselves with dates for the dances like homecoming and prom. There were way too many beautiful girls to dance with to commit to just one. Baseball was a big deal at our school. Hell, all sports were a big deal at our school, and we rode the high of the status being on the team brought us. Of course, it helped that we both dominated on the field. Now, here we are, freshmen in college and living by the same philosophies. Baseball is life, and going pro is what we both want. Daniel and Sam enjoy it, but going pro isn't their endgame. Oliver and I have laser focus when it comes to making our dreams of playing in the major leagues come true.
I'm starving, Sam announces.
Yeah, it's late. We should be getting back to the hotel, Karina adds.
Where are you staying? I ask her. She points over her shoulder to the Casa Playa resort.
There.
Why don't we grab some dinner and then we'll walk you back, I suggest, my eyes moving back and forth between Peyton and Karina. I'm really not ready for the night to end.
Thank you, but we promised Karina's parents that we would have dinner with them when we got back, Peyton answers.
You're on spring break with your parents? Sam asks, horrified. Karina laughs.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it sounds. They're not insisting we spend every waking moment with them.
And you just happen to tag along? Daniel asks Peyton.
Kind of. My older sister is a senior in college, and she's here with her boyfriend, Peyton explains.
So it's a family affair, Oliver nods. I like it.
What are you doing after?
I sound desperate, even to my own ears, and maybe I am. Peyton glances over at Karina, and she shrugs.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Meet us out here. I pointed where we're standing.
Put the guy out of his misery, Sam chimes in.
Peyton smiles.
Yeah, we'll meet you back here.
Maybe you should give him your number, Daniel tells her. You know, in case you're running late or whatever. He smirks. Communication is important. In fact, Karina, you should probably give me yours, you know, just in case my boy Griff is dead or lost or something.
Oliver adds, he's not even trying to hide his grin. Wow, you four stick together, huh? Peyton asks.
Wingman. Daniel, Sam, Oliver, and I all say at the same time, making the girls laugh.
How about you give us your numbers, and when we're done, we'll text you?
Karina counters.
Playing hard to get, I see.
Sam winks at her.
You already know where we're staying, which is too much. We're two women, and you're four men. We're easily outnumbered here. I think the safest bet is for us to have your numbers.
or not.
Karina shrugs. Hey, now, let's not talk like that. Daniel holds his hands up. We'll gladly give you beautiful ladies our digits.
Karina pulls out her phone and begins to take the guy's numbers down. When she turns to look at me, I nod toward Peyton.
You ready? I ask her.
For what?
My number.
A slow smile crosses her face as she reaches into her bag and pulls out her phone. I rattle off my number and watch as she enters it into her phone before dropping her phone back into her bag.
Well, boys, it's been real,
Karina says, linking her arm with Peyton's.
Boys?
Sam scoffs with no heat. Karina grins.
Well, you've yet to prove otherwise.
She waves, and together they turn and head toward their hotel. I stand there and watch them leave. I don't take my eyes off them until they disappear into the hotel. The silence from my friends tells me they're doing the same thing.
Damn, Daniel says. Anyone calling dibs? He asks.
Peyton, I say automatically.
Yeah, we thought so, Oliver chuckles.
The friend? Daniel raises his hand, and I toss my head back in laughter.
I mean, I'm just looking for some fun, and she seems all kinds of fun.
Oliver grumbles something under his breath, but I'm too caught up in Peyton's gaze to try to decipher what it was.
Food! I need food before my stomach starts to eat itself, Sam declares.
You're always hungry. Where do you put it? I ask him.
Hey, it takes calories for all of this, he says,
rubbing his hands over his six-pack.
Well, I don't know about you all, but I'm thinking we eat in the restaurant.
Daniel points at the hotel the girls just disappeared into. I slap him on the shoulder.
You, my man, are a genius.
I know he's into Karina, and I've already made it clear I'm into Peyton. Sam doesn't care. He just wants to eat. And Oliver, well, I'm not exactly sure what's up with him, but he's in. Without another word, the four of us make our way to the lobby of Casa Playa and to their in-house restaurant. Our food has long since been demolished, yet we're still sitting here at this table right next to the restaurant entrance, shooting the shit, hoping to either hear from or see the girls. Daniel flirted with the hostess to score us this seat. I made sure to give him a high five as soon as she walked away. However, there hasn't been a single sighting or message from either of them.
Is your phone not dead yet? You've only checked it a million times since we sat down.
Oliver goads me.
Fuck off, I laugh. I know my best friend wants to say more, but he doesn't. I'm surprised, because he's usually calling me out on my shit. Guys, we've been here for 2 hours. I think it's safe to say we're not going to run into them here. We should probably go and let the server have this table,
Sam comments.
My sister is a server, and she hates it when people just hang around. Most of the time, they leave a shit tip.
Well, this place adds the tip to the bill, but we can leave some extra cash, I assure him. The four of us reach for our wallets. Our bills were already paid. Each of us drops some additional cash on the table before we leave the restaurant.
Now what? Oliver asks.
You know, I'm pretty sure stalking is illegal,
a female voice says from behind us where we're standing in the lobby trying to decide where to go next. All four of us turn to face the voice, and I can't help but smile when I see Peyton and Karina standing there smiling. Peyton's hair is pulled up in a ponytail, and she's changed into a white sundress that makes her tits look incredible. Who am I kidding? They looked incredible earlier, too. My feet propel me forward, and I take her hand in mine before leaning in to kiss her cheek.
I missed you, I tell her.
I stand back to my full height and smile down at her. I don't know what's gotten into me. I'm not an asshole to girls, but I've never told one that I missed her, especially not after only knowing them a handful of hours. Her cheeks turn the lightest shade of pink, and my dick twitches.
How was dinner? I ask, forcing myself to take a step back.
Good. My sister and her boyfriend joined us, so it was a family affair, Peyton replies. All right, ladies, what are we getting into tonight? Sam claps his hands and rubs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?